Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. Negative 18 in Logan, negative 20 in Moab, negative 26 degrees in Randolph. In other words, it's January in Utah. Sub-zero temperatures are common this time of year across most of the state. Some sources give negative 50 degrees Fahrenheit as the coldest temperature ever recorded in Utah. It was negative 50 on February 6, 1899 in Woodruff, and again on January 5, 1913 at the east portal of Strawberry Reservoir. But, as many of you know, the real lowest temperature recorded is minus 69 degrees, occurring at Peter Sinks on February 1, 1985. There were two weather stations recording at the time. A Campbell Scientific instrument recorded a temperature of negative 70.5 from a sensor 20 inches above the snow surface. A few days later, USU student Zane Stevens retrieved a minimum recording alcohol thermometer, which registered negative 68.3. The National Bureau of Standards calibrated Stevens' thermometer, which adjusted the reading to minus 69.3. This became the official temperature minimum since, at that time, the National Weather Service only recognized the type of weather station used by Stevens. While the negative 69 observation was verified, the station it came from was not part of any long-term weather monitoring network. That's why you still see the negative 50 cited as the low. But negative 69 is so much better. For this figure gives Utah boasting rights for having the second coldest recorded temperature in the lower 48, plus Hawaii. Minus 69 beats the coldest temperature recorded in Europe, which is only minus 67. And it comes fairly close to North America's record, which is minus 81 in the Canadian Yukon. Just so you know, Asia's record is minus 90 in Verkhoyansk, Russia. And, of course, Antarctica takes the cake with minus 129 at Vostok Research Station. But back to Utah. Peter Sinks, where the minus 69 occurred, is an oval-shaped limestone sinkhole located on the crest of the Bear River Range just west of Old Limber Pine off of Highway 89. It's about 150 meters deep and 1 kilometer long. Having no tributary valleys, it's a perfectly closed basin. On clear nights, the area surrounding the sink radiates away its heat, and if the wind is calm, the colder, heavier air sinks and pools on the basin floor. If there were an outlet, the cold air would flow out, and warmer air could lower in to replace the outgoing cold. But there isn't an outlet. You probably recognize this situation. It's an inversion. The Wasatch Front Valleys and Cache Valley experience the same phenomenon during winter. Snow cover reflects incoming sunlight, which cools the land surface, and warm temperatures aloft seal the colder air down below. Meanwhile, a high-pressure system called the Great Basin High brings clear, still air, which locks the inversion in place. But the large size of these populated valleys prevents the temperature from dropping down to minus 69. Thank goodness. But in our case, man-made pollutants created during the inversions create a toxic cold air cocktail that we have to endure, at least until a low-pressure system comes in and blows the lid off the inversion, pulling the cold air upward and mixing it away. For more information on inversions and to see pictures of the notorious Peter Sinks, visit www.wildaboututah.org. Thanks to Robert Davies of the Utah Climate Center at Utah State University for his help in developing this piece. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.